with Riggs and Guy Brew Review, the Morning Hog Show here on 95.7 The Hog. Those were our friends Josh and Amelia at SR Parrot World Headquarters, where they were kind enough today to share with us and you the flavors of a brand new Terrapin dispensary sampler. Four great flavors under one tasty box that smells a little bit like hemp. And that's, you know, that's what Terrapin does. That's what they do, right?
When intern Steve walks back in here, he's going to be surprised.
Yes, by the way, you guys, during our break there, intern Steve was like pacing back and forth, sweating at the window because he can smell it. He can sense it. He's like, you know, when the, what are those things in that movie, not the Terminators, but those ones that are in the trees and stuff and they got big hair and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like a Schwarzenegger movie, and there's like these monster guys with like crazy head things.
I'm not sure you need any more beer, Rich.
You know what I'm talking about? All right, let's get into it. What's next in our Terrapin fleet?
So we have a Dancing Gummy Bear, which we've actually tried before, but there's a reason I did it in this order because of what's up next. But So this is a Berliner Weiss, 4% alcohol. Berliner Weiss is going to be a sour beer, essentially. They use the lactobacillus to get that sour, the same thing you put in yogurt and, you know, some of those other sour-type foods in the brewing process. This one is another one. As soon as you crack open the can, the aroma fills the whole room.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody walks in our conference room right now, it's going to be just an awkward explanation.
Right. Yeah. Well, it smells like hemp in here.
Yeah. I mean, your beard could hold some of that from the weekend. No, that's really, I tell you, though, it is amazing, again, that aroma can be there, but then when you get the flavor of this beer, you kind of forget about it. You know, if you were
right.
It doesn't overpower the taste.
That does have a nice sour taste to it, but it's not overpowering sour.
Right. It's a cherry Berliner Weiss, so the color on it's really cool looking. It's almost like a rose color, I'd say.
Right.
And you definitely get some cherry notes. Very cool beer.
It's more tart than sour, I think.
That's a fair assessment. I like that.
And if you were, had a glass of this or whatever, had this in a pint glass, you could tell somebody you were enjoying a fine wine spritzer if you didn't want them to know that you had a hemp infused beer.
Oh, they would smell it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
But then they try to be figuring out where the smell's coming
that's
from.
Right, yeah. They go in the neighbor's garage or something and figure it out.
You don't look like a hippie.
Yeah, go on. Wow, that's really, I'm very much, and that's gummy beer, not gummy bear.
Oh, my God.
It's a gummy beer.
Is that right?
And it, correct.
And the can says pairs well with festivals.
Apparently, I've drank too many of those every time I read the can.
Well, it feeds itself, you know?
Right.
That's funny. Beer.
Just want to make sure. In case anybody asks for it somewhere, I don't want them to get the wrong thing. Give them a pack of gummy bears and send them home. That's that's a less exciting weekend. And at only 4%, you could have a few of those.
Well, so the cool thing is the Dancing Gummy Beer is sold in six packs. You can probably find those at Total Wine and ABC's right now.
Oh.
But like I said, those were kind of a one and done deal. So if you see them out there, grab them. But grab the variety pack to give them all a shot first.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We are in the holiday season. So you could really go. It's time to start thinking about beer purchases for loved ones or people you give just slightly enough about to share your beer with them.
See, the problem is every time I do that, I just take it home.
Yeah, it does not work out for me either, dude. I can't buy beer for other people. I'm not a crazy person. I am crazy, though, to find out what is inside this next can. This is our last beer, but, man, you saved something. This is my white whale. I have not been able to find this beer. How did you get this beer, Josh?
So it just hit our docks. Oh, that's a pretty color.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys have poured yours yet.
Not yet.
You ever seen a toddler that's waiting for someone to come home dancing right by the window? Like that's what Riggs is doing right now.
Like I got to pee, but I don't yet.
So this is Frenchie's Blue. Frenchie's Blues.
Frenchie!
It is a blueberry Berliner Weiss, so that's why we want the cherry. We're rolling into the blueberries.
All right.
From what I understand, you know a little bit more about the person that kind of helped brew this beer. It's a former Atlanta Braves outfielder that went into broadcasting.
Oh, yeah! Jeff.
I'm going to let you say his name because I'm going to screw it up.
Jeff Francoeur, former Atlanta Brave outfielder Jeff Francoeur, who was part of, I guess if the Braves had a heyday, that would be the heyday for sure when they were winning some games, although they just fell short of the World Series. But Jeff Francoeur, and I don't know why he was legendary around Atlanta. I did not expect him to have his own beer, but how did this even come about?
Well, so, as you know, Terrapin has a brewery inside of the Braves Stadium there.
That's pretty
cool. I believe it's a SunTrust, right?
I can't believe that you've been there, too. I'm so jealous of you.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Now, fully functional brewery inside a baseball stadium.
Yeah. they do a lot more of the experimental stuff there because it's a smaller system, and you can get some really cool stuff there. But they have like a really good working relationship with the Braves there. They've used their baseball bats and hopsecutioner for chopsecutioner.
I was just going to ask you, aren't they the ones that did that?
Yeah.
Yep. And they've done a couple other beers with some other players and stuff. This one specifically, the reason they chose Blueberry is because he actually owns a blueberry farm in Georgia with two other people. 200 acres, and they harvest over 2 million pounds of blueberries.
Wow. That's a lot of blueberries.
Year. So they used his blueberries in this beer.
Wow. Go figure that a guy who would play, he played major league ball, get into the broadcast booth, but then also contribute to the blueberry population.
Right, right. Amazing. That's so weird.
This is fantastic. This is everything I had hoped it would be. There's a ton of flavor, but again, you still, you know, it's a Terrapin beer on the backside.
Yeah, and I'm going to go back to what Guy said earlier. It's more tart than sour. Some people kind of get freaked out by the word sour when it comes to beers. It hits your tongue, a little bit tart, and goes away. It's really nice. And I think this one's rolling in at 5%, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Right around there.
All right. Love it. And a great-looking can, too. What a beautiful can. Look at that can.
The can's really cool. It has a, for the microphone stand, it has a baseball bat. And at the top is a blue baseball for the blueberries. They always have some really cool imagery and graphics when it comes to Terrapin. So, and then the Atlanta Braves logo on the microphone.
Yeah. And you can grab that dispensary pack where?
Total Wine, ABC, local independents. I don't believe these are going to be in Publix right now. But I'm like Guy say, the famous line there, the best way to find this stuff.
SRProt.com/beerfinder.
Yep, it's easy to find. That's right. Anything else happening this weekend, you guys? We got big plans. What's up?
Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be seeing you tomorrow night at the Hard Rock for Hoggoween.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. You know what's going to be? And by the way, I won't tell you what my costume is, but it's got pockets. And you know what's going to be in the pockets? A couple of these terrapins. I'm going to load them up
right there. There you go. Yep.
Roll
hard
right
to beat
in.
That.
That's it. Well, all right. Well, so until we see you tomorrow and don't recognize you because of your strange costumes, even though I remember you're going to be the skipper from Gilligan's
That's
Island.
That's right. I am.
Right? So I'll be able to figure out who's Josh. Amelia, are you revealing your costume yet?
Hey.
I'm going to be an Atlanta Braves player.
Is that right? Okay. So look for the tomahawk, and we'll see you at the Hard Rock Hotel Daytona Beach tomorrow night for Hoggoween. Just a big, massed cheers to you guys.
Cheers.